Welcome today to our interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting our regular chat sessions with Martin Slastra, a longtime Powerhouse editorial director and writer. Martin, thank you for coming in today to chat and share your insights with the audience.
You're welcome, Steve. Appreciate it.
Martin, there's a remarkable revolution going on now in new media and online communities. And what does this mean, new media?
Well, I think new media can be summarized as a shift from print to online. So most of us grew up in a generation where we read print publications, whether it be a magazine or newspaper. But what I've seen subtly, slowly in the last couple of years is there's been a complete movement to online. It's become almost the primary source of information and news for most people. And it happened quite quickly, actually. It's affecting the media industry in Canada has been turned upside down the last few years, and it's caused quite a upheaval, to put it mildly.
You know, can you describe this revolution in more detail?
Yeah, I think there's some feeling out there that online was going to eliminate print. I don't think that's going to really happen. I always like to make a comparison with what happened when television came along. People said TV would wipe out radio, but TV did change radio a lot, and radio was never the same. But radio adopted a new format, a new purpose, whereas radio used to be theater and plays and that sort of thing. It moved to more music and news. And I think this very same thing is happening with online and print. Online is coming on very strongly, and now print is changing. So people are not going to a newspaper or magazine for news anymore. They're getting that instantaneously online. So the print world and people like myself who grew up as print journalists have had to change the way we write our stories. Now it seems like people are going to print for more in-depth analysis and more longer reads while they're getting the news from online.
You know, do you see a shift in terms of dollar values online and online media and things like that?
Yeah, there was just a report that came out that we've hit a magic number of there's now $1 billion a year of revenue in online advertising. So it's serious. It's just hit a certain threshold, and that's expected to grow dramatically. Meanwhile, if you look at conventional broadcasters, television, radio, and print media, it's they're not expecting any growth at all, hardly, or just very minor growth. So that's all leveled off. So as we all know, advertising drives where the industry is going, and if you see a shift in the advertising dollars, that's obviously where you're going to have to look at.
And this $1 billion, then, is just in Canada?
That is in Canada alone, that's correct.
So that's pretty good for this marketplace.
Yeah, and it, like I said earlier, it happened quite quickly. You know, that's rapid growth. You know, 5 years ago, it probably would have been in the low millions of dollars, but it changed very quickly.
So why should business and IT executives care about this shift that's occurring?
Well, I think it's really, if you look at it from an IT perspective, everybody has always talked about real-time online, and that's how systems have gone over the years. They graduated from kind of like a batch processing. You know, we do our processing at night, or we do processing every week or every month. But now the media is the same way. It's all instantaneous, real-time online. So, you know, the way news gets covered is very immediate, and if there's developments in your industry, you can get that news right away. If you want to know what's going on with product announcements or trade shows, you can probably find a video stream somewhere, or you can find a story. If a product gets announced that morning, you can find out very quickly. And it's not just the immediacy, but it's just the volume of information. Technology creates, just when you do things online, you can just give people so much more information. So click on a product or click on a vendor or click on anything, and you can just be, you can get all kinds, just the sheer volume. When we operated in a print world, our articles were quite limited. We could only write about a very small thing, a small portion of the announcements, and that was it, and that's all you saw. But now in an electronic world, the capacity increases 100-fold, 1,000-fold. So just the sheer amount of information is much greater. But that creates problems as well.
So where do you see this as an opportunity for the future?
Well, I think if you're looking at it from a content management point of view, people, as you know, the cliche goes, it's like drinking from a fire hose. It's almost too much information. And I think there's going to be a big future in people who are able to organize all this information that's out there and to sift out the news and find out what the real news is and just filter out the true news from all the noise that's out there.
So it's really interesting then to put this in perspective. You're seeing a huge shift in terms of advertising moving online. You're seeing this whole sort of movement from traditional media to online media and online communities. And you're also seeing the need for some kind of filtering of all of this information that's being available through the online environment. And there's opportunities in all of this.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of ways to better filter this information. And I think the best way to do that is through online communities. So, for example, you would have a community of CIOs. And what you would have is somebody who filters all the information that's out there and then organize it and understand what CIOs want to read, need to read, and then take all that. So they might be presented with a mass of IT information, and then they would go through it. And then on behalf of all the CIOs in Canada, what you could potentially do is package the information a certain way that would be of interest and relevance to a CIO audience. And it's not just CIO. It's all layers of IT. So it could be an IT professional audience. It could be an IT management audience. It could be a technical audience. It could be divided by type of technology. It could be people who work in a Windows environment or people who work in a large system environment. I just see that. I just see it going that way, where it will become much, much more segmented than it is right now.
And, you know, by extension, then, this could be applied to the different elements within the business environment, so finance and investments and economics and different industry sectors. You can stratify this using people to do kind of the filtering, almost like what they would call a dig model, based on all the different segments that are out there.
Yeah, absolutely, and by geography, by industry, by technology. So it's almost like a matrix in some ways. I know some of the trade publishers have large databases. And to qualify for readership, you have to fill out a lot of information about yourself and which industry you're in, which occupation you have, which platform you may be using. So that's another thing about doing this online and electronically. You're able to gather more and more information about your readers. And that's got two sides of it, of course. But I'd like to look at it positively. I think the more information a publisher has about the readers, the better they will be able to serve the readers' needs. And, you know, I think there's a lot of privacy legislation in place now, too, that, you know, obviously everybody worries about giving up too much information about themselves, but there's a lot of protection in place. But I think, look at it positively, I think the more publishers know about their readers from a demographic or a psychographic point of view, the better they'll be able to serve their readers' needs.
So you know what I see as the takeaway for this? I see the takeaway as being involved with new media in some way, and also being involved with online communities and growing those communities in some way and leveraging those as a tool for you.
That's very true. There are now some newsletters that cater to a very specific audience. And it could be as small as marathon runners or it could be pig farmers in Alberta. Those are some of the things I'm hearing about. So you can organize these online communities into pretty small audiences that could be in the hundreds. But advertisers just absolutely love this because they're becoming much more targeted. So instead of sending out their message to a very broad, diffuse audience in the millions or thousands, they want to connect with a much smaller, more meaningful target group. And online is the way to do that. It just becomes economically possible. You just can't do that in the print world very efficiently. So online is the future.
You know, Martin, I really appreciate your insights because you're the gateway or portal into all of this.
It's all new media, right? And now it's just becoming very economical to target people online. And people don't mind being targeted that way. I think there's a willingness and appreciation of what technology can do, and it just boils down to serving the needs of readers better. And that's what I think the industry has to look at.
Well, you know, Martin, I appreciate you coming in today and sharing these really valuable insights and thoughts with our audience. And again, your background and, you know, just all the experience and wisdom you bear upon this kind of marketplace is just perfect for where the whole industry worldwide is going. So,
well, you're most welcome, Steve. I certainly look at the opportunities and it kind of excites me as well. So, yeah, pay attention. The next few years are going to be really interesting in the media industry in Canada.
Well, thank you again, Martin.
Okay, you're welcome, Steve.